Archers for the week 12 to 17 May 2002.
Jill's dropped in at Lower Loxley to catch up on the latest news.
Are you warm enough?
Yes, I'm fine. It's lovely out here, watching Freddie and Lily. I can't help worrying about Kenton, though.
I know. I think it was mean of Mel not telling him where she and Mariel have gone.
On her first birthday, too. All he wanted was to wish her happy birthday. But he couldn't even do that.
I suppose it just shows how deep the rift is between them.
Yes. It's very sad. And, you know, we didn't really see any sign of it when we were over there. Or perhaps there was and we just didn't notice.
I don't know. Sometimes these things simmer away for years before suddenly erupting.
Mm. I'd like to think they'd make it up again.
Kenton's not very optimistic on that score, is he?
No. I wish he wouldn't try and hide his feelings.
Well, he has talked a bit about it, though it's like getting blood out of stone.
Typical man, I suppose. Poor Alice has been going through it as well.
Yes, I haven't spoken to Shula since Friday. Is there any more news?
Not really. They're on tenterhooks at the moment, just waiting to see what happens next.
But surely the police can't really believe Alistair's involved.
That's not the impression they're giving him, I'm afraid.
What a nightmare.
He's terribly concerned about Jazza too, of course.
He's still in a coma, isn't he?
I think so. It must be awful for his mother.
Yes. I can't imagine what that must be like.
No.
I don't suppose any parent thinks it could happen to them. Not really.
Hello, Freddy. Hello, Dad. Hello, Lily. You having fun?
Here's Nigel.
Isn't Dad with you?
He stayed behind with Reg for a chinwag about Derbyshire Redcaps and Scots Dumpies.
Is Kenton with them?
No. Haven't seen him this morning.
He's probably over at the Falconry with Jessica. He's become rather keen on those hawks.
Come on, Lizzie. He's rather keener on Jessica.
No, Jessica's been teaching him some of the basics of handling.
Yes, he mentioned it.
It's a good job he doesn't fancy Reg. He'd be forever worrying the rare breeds.
Nigel!
Sorry. He does seem to spend an awful lot of time just hanging around there.
Then we must give him more to do. You know, he said he's perfectly happy to help out.
That's true.
I'm sure he'd prefer to be busy. I know he really enjoyed looking after the children last week.
They certainly had a whale of a time.
Mrs. Pugsley wasn't very pleased about the mess he left behind, though.
Anyway, I'm off to the gallery now. I promised Mummy I'd pop in and see how she's getting on.
Have you seen the sculptures yet?
They're a bit abstract for my taste.
I know what you mean. But she's been terribly clever with her use of materials.
Yes. Who'd have thought you could do so many things with twigs and pieces of bark? I'll see you later, then.
Probably not. Phil and I need to get over to Rookfield.
Oh. Well, it was nice of you to pop in.
Not at all. I hope Phil doesn't take too long.
I'll tell him to come back, shall I?
Yes, please. David and Ruth want to get going on the silage.
Hey, look. He really is awake.
Hello, Jazz. How you doing?
Jazza?
We can hear us, can't he?
I think so. The nurse said he should be able to.
Looks like he's still half asleep.
Yeah, he probably is. They're still giving him sedatives, his nurse said, even though he's off the ventilator.
Oh, maybe we should leave him alone if he's tired.
No, the nurse reckoned talking helps, didn't she?
What's the point if he can't say anything back?
We're his mates. Jazza, can you hear me? It's Fallon.
Yeah, I think he probably knows that.
Look, you try saying something.
Do you like what?
I don't know. Talk about something you both like. Go on, try it.
I can't think of anything.
What do you normally talk about?
Football? Music?
Try music.
Jazza? Well, oh, I was listening to some really good stuff last night.
Come on.
I can't do this. He's stupid. Why don't we come back tomorrow and see if he's better then?
What about football? Who's his favourite team?
Celtic.
Well, they're good, aren't they?
They're champions.
Hey, Celtics have done well, haven't they, Ed?
Jazz, you're going to be better just in time for the World Cup.
That's it.
I mean, it's a pity Scotland then, isn't it? Well, still, you can watch England beating everyone instead. Well, I mean, we can watch it together. Hey, did you see that? His eyes moved.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
You're making it up.
No, straight up. He was looking at me like... Well, I don't know. I think he was anyway.
Well, it didn't look like it.
Why can't he just wake up properly and talk to us?
Is that you, Nigel?
Sorry, I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No. I was just looking at our projections for visitor numbers over the next couple of months.
Well, judging by the last couple of weekends, I think we can afford to be reasonably optimistic.
Yes. Especially with the Jubilee Bank holiday weekend coming up.
Siobhan just called.
Oh? Does she want to speak to me?
No, it wasn't anything important. She sounded really well. She said the morning sickness seems to have gone at last.
Thank goodness for that.
Well, she sounded much perkier altogether.
I wonder if she's been seeing her man.
Yes, maybe. I think by now she'd be happy to let us know who it is.
She must have her reasons.
I wonder if it's somebody on the parish council.
Oh, no. They're all far too ancient.
Yes, you're right. What about that nephew of Derek Fletcher's?
Who?
You know, the one who came to the fancy dress do as a flower pot man.
Oh, yes. Oh, I seem to remember him cornering Siobhan at the village fete last year.
Oh, hasn't he got terrible halitosis there? And all he ever talks about is his collection of status quo albums. Hardly Siobhan's type.
Who is? Someone at her agency, perhaps?
Well, she always gives me the impression she likes to keep her personal life separate from her work.
How's Kenton coping with Freddie and Lily, by the way?
Fine. Yeah, they're doing some painting.
So long as he understands there can't be any more food fights or ghastly new tricks.
Don't think he's in the mood. Rather subdued, in fact.
Oh, poor Kenton. If only Mel would at least ring and let him speak to Muriel.
I know, it's very sad. Hey, what about Simon Gerard? He's got a bit of a reputation with the ladies, hasn't he?
Nigel? What would Debbie say? He's far too old for Siobhan, anyway.
It's a shame David's not getting to the cricket at the moment.
He won't be missing much with this rain.
Oh, it's only a light shower.
Won't be enough to put us off silage in.
Hope not.
The forecast's better for the rest of the week.
So, are you all ready for the off?
We should be. David's finished the mower blades and the clamps ready.
And you've got your labour problem sorted out?
I think so. David's managed to persuade Neil to help in the afternoons. With Eddie and Tom, we should be okay.
And Phil's giving you a hand at the clamps?
Which is great. But we don't want him overdoing it.
Come on, Gertie. I'm sure you've got a nice big egg under there. Oh, yes. That'll do for the children's tea.
It's very kind of you to order those commemorative coins for them.
Not at all. It's a special occasion. I'm glad to give them something to remember it by.
That's true.
A golden jubilee. They don't come round very often.
No, they don't. Did you say you'd got one each? For all your grandchildren, I mean.
Yes. I'm a bit worried about Muriel's, though.
I'm sure you can send it to Mel. It'll be fine.
Oh, probably. And I don't suppose she'll object to a present from Grandma.
Of course she won't. You got on really well with her, didn't you?
Yes, I did. You can tell what's going to happen now that everything's changed. And they're so far away.
I'm sure you won't lose touch. Look out, Gertie. Should have told me Daniel's really looking forward to seeing all the Queen's horses on Thursday.
I know, and he deserves it. He had 3 stickers on his jumper every day last week.
Pip seems a bit more willing to play with him, too.
Oh, he's had an awful lot to cope with. Shula's looking very drawn, don't you think so?
I do. She must be so worried.
She's praying for it all to be sorted out as quickly as possible. The trouble is, there's nothing much she can do to help.
I'm sure she's being as supportive as she can.
That's right. That's all you can do, really. Here, let me take those.
There's a nice lot today. Did I hear that Phil's agreed to light the beacon on Jubilee night?
Yes, he was very flattered to be asked.
He shouldn't be flattered. He's a pillar of the community.
I suppose it is quite appropriate. Dan and Doris were the leading lights on the committee for the Silver Jubilee.
Were they?
Yes. Dan was the chair and Doris represented the WI.
Just like you do now.
Well, it's Chris who is more involved than I am. I'm just there to help out. Do you know, They made sure every child in the village was given a Jubilee mug.
Oh, that's nice. Are they doing the same this time?
Oh, there's all sorts of plans.
They started talking about it at school as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, what sort of cake do you want for Ben's christening party? I'm assuming you don't want a fruitcake.
If you don't mind.
Of course I don't. It's better for the children anyway. What's their favourite?
You did a marble cake once for Pip for her birthday. She loves it.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
With lots of lovely icing.
Naturally.
I love your cakes.
Has everybody said they're coming?
Yeah. Mum and Dad will be there, and Tim, of course, plus all the rest of the family.
So I'll make a nice big one.
Oh, please. Oh, look at the time. Are you and Phil all right to stay until after supper?
Of course.
Only I told David I'd do the milking, so I'd better not be late.
I mean, it's like Jazz is there, but he's not really there at the same time.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah, well, that Doc reckoned he'd be talking by tomorrow if he gets enough rest.
Yeah. I thought he looked better than that when he came round.
Yeah, I thought all those tubes would have gone.
Yeah. At least he's woken up.
I told you he would, didn't I? The police are going to want to see him, aren't they? What did he get done, do you think?
They might arrest him.
They won't. He's been in a coma.
Well, they might.
Stop being such a misery fan.
Oh, I'm only thinking about what might happen.
Yeah, and it might not, so what's the point? We know he's going to get better now, even if it does take a while.
Well, you're right.
Oh, you wait. When we see him tomorrow, he'll be more like the old Jazzer.
Yeah, maybe.
More bad news for Shula and Alistair.
I had a lovely bunch of flowers from Brian this morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, I seem to be back in his good books again.
Good.
Been terribly difficult predicting his moods just recently.
Has it?
Yes. One day he seems to want to shut himself off completely. The next he's perfectly charming again. Well, even after 26 years, he can still surprise me.
So, when are you having your anniversary party?
Oh, on the 29th. Do you think you and Alistair will be able to come?
Oh, I hope so. Life's a bit unpredictable at the moment.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, poor Alistair. Oh, and poor you. It must be horrible.
Yeah. Last week was pretty unpleasant, and it still isn't over yet.
Oh, I'm sure it will be soon.
I hope so. At least I think we've managed to hide the worst of it from Daniel.
Oh, well done.
He knows the police have been talking to Alistair, and he knows it's about a nasty accident that happened to Jazza, but that's all so far.
And hopefully you can keep it that way.
I'm just so glad he doesn't know the police searched his room. That really was awful.
Oh, I bet it was.
But having the show to look forward to on Thursday has helped.
It shall be a treat for all of you.
Well, we wanted to give Daniel something special for doing so well at school recently.
Oh, has the problem with the other children stopped now?
I think he's still on his own at playtime sometimes, but his behaviour's been much better. And they're very pleased with him.
That's good.
I'm a bit worried that this business with Alistair might set him back again.
Well, with any luck, it'll all be over before Thursday and he'll be none the wiser. Is the Queen going to be there?
No, it's the Princess Royal on our night. They're sort of sharing it out.
Oh, I expect you'll have a lovely time. Oh, yes, there was something else I wanted to ask you. When we finish collecting all our envelopes for Christian Aid, do we take them back to Janet?
Well, you can do, or you can give them to me if you like.
So I can drop them off here, then?
That'll be fine.
That's good. Well, I suppose I'd better leave you to it.
OK, and thanks for the invitation. We'll let you know as soon as we can.
Well, that's fine, and give my best wishes to Alistair.
Yeah, I will.
Tell him to keep his chin up.
Thanks, Jennifer. Bye.
Bye, Ben.
Hello, Ambridge Stables.
Shula, look, I've been arrested.
What? Oh, my God.
I've got to go down to the police station now. I'm meeting a solicitor there.
Do you want me to come down as well?
No, I don't think you should.
But I'd rather be there with you.
I've no idea how long it'll take or when I'd be able to see you. Why don't I ring later?
I can get Joanne to cover. Darling, are you going to be all right?
Yeah, I think so. But I just can't. can't believe it's come to this.
Oh, don't talk if it hurts too much.
He can if he wants.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
It's okay. I can.
Jezza, you don't know how worried we were about you.
Nah, you'll never stop McCreary.
Hey, can I give you a hug?
If you like. Yeah, what, you don't hurt him up or anything, I hope.
He won't be okay now that tube's out of his throat. I promise I won't squeeze too hard. Oh, Jazz.
Don't think you're getting a hug off me, though.
We've really missed you.
Yeah, the band ain't the same without you.
Well, the band don't exist without you.
What do you mean, what?
Hang on, Ed, let him finish.
Ron, what are you trying to help?
Yeah, I know, but...
What happened? Don't you know?
Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah, the police will love that. Mum says I nearly died. Yeah, you did.
You've been in a coma for over a week.
I know. Police.
Oh, it's all right. They're not here now.
Mr. Lloyd, you have been arrested on suspicion of supplying a controlled drug. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do understand that, but I haven't been supplying it.
But you wouldn't deny that a large amount of ketamine supplied to your practice by Darvel Pharmaceuticals has apparently gone missing.
According to what you've told me, I can't. But I had no knowledge of it before that.
We're not talking about small amounts here. More than a dozen 10 and 20 milligram bottles have gone AWOL. And you say that you haven't even noticed...
I know that doesn't sound
possible. Look, at best, I'd say it's gross negligence on your part. And at worst, well, a highly lucrative little sideline for you.
For God's sake, no! I admit I may have been a little remiss in keeping an eye on things, but I am not a criminal.
How many bottles of ketamine would you usually order in one batch?
Two or three at the most. We use more than a lot of practices because we deal with quite a few horses.
And yet, according to Darvel, your practice has been ordering at least double that amount for the last 3 months.
So you say, but I cannot understand why that would be the case.
Perhaps your partner duplicated your order.
Oh, I can't believe he would. Usually goes through our admin clerk and she'd tell us if we were doubling up.
Mm. Besides which, there would, of course, be a record to check it against.
Yes.
But there are no records of these extra amounts having been received at your surgery, are there?
No.
Nor is there any record amongst your clients of it being used in official veterinary cases. So, where exactly has it got to?
I don't know. Believe it or not, this is all just as incredible to me as it is to you.
So, what do they want to know?
Yeah, I bet they asked where you got it from.
Yeah.
What did you say?
You're as bad as the police. You are. Stop asking him questions.
No. I don't know. See? They keep asking me about rehearsals.
Well, what do they want to know about them?
Alistair. Something.
Alistair didn't give you the K.
No. No, Alistair.
I bet they reckon he did, though.
I can't remember.
Do you want a drink or something?
No, not now.
What did you have to take it for, Jazza? You could have killed yourself, you know.
Oh, shut up.
But if he hadn't have done it, he wouldn't be here now and everything would be all right.
Don't you think he knows
that? You could have told him not to do it, Jazza.
Fallon!
Told you.
No, I don't know. Leave me alone.
You've upset him now.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
He's tired.
I'm sorry, Jazza.
No, it's all right. We're going now. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Take care now, Jazz.
Let's get out of it.
God, Ed, listen to him. I hope he's going to be all right.
As senior partner, it's surely your job to know exactly what types of drug your practice has ordered and in what quantities.
I didn't know there was anything wrong. I never knew about these extra quantities of ketamine. Have you checked out all the staff at Darvel?
Well, I've spoken to them, yes.
Well, isn't it just as likely someone there has been deliberately falsifying their records? Making it look as though they've been sending drugs to us and then selling them on to someone else?
Well, those invoices go through a hell of a lot of people. Why should they use your practice?
I don't know.
We've checked with all the other practices that supply. None of them show any discrepancies at all.
Well, I really can't explain it, then.
Does anyone have a grudge against you? Anything spring to mind?
No, I can't think of anyone that would do that to us.
That doesn't seem very likely, does it?
I suppose not. Am I going to be charged with this?
I've not decided yet.
I see.
That decision will only be made by the custody sergeant when he's been informed of the relevant facts, Mr. Lloyd.
In the end, we decided it wasn't worth me going, because we didn't know how long they'd keep him there.
But he's on his way back now.
Yes, and they haven't charged him with anything.
Oh, thank heavens for that. Oh, it must have been such a shock.
Oh, you can say that again.
And there was I, wittering on about our anniversary party. I am so sorry.
No, don't be silly.
Well, I think you're being very brave. You know, if there's anything we can do to help you, you only have to ask.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Oh, here he is now. I'd better go.
Oh, yes, of course. Shula, good luck.
Thanks. Bye. I thought you were going back to the surgery first.
I did. And you know what?
What?
They've arrested Theo as well.
Oh, no.
Apparently he was down at the station all the time I was there.
Was he still there now?
No, I've just spoken to him. They've released him on bail as well.
So what were the police saying to him?
Oh, more or less the same as me. They've been hammering on at him about this discrepancy, but he's no idea where it's come from either.
Oh, the whole thing is so frustrating.
Oh, I know. Theo's raging. Betty gave him a really tough time.
So, where on earth has this discrepancy come from?
Lord knows. I reckon there's been some kind of cock-up at Darvel, but nobody wants to come clean.
Well, surely if they find out what's happening to you, they will.
Not necessarily. Police still seem to think it's us and not them.
But there isn't any evidence.
No. I mean, the whole thing's just ludicrous. We're vets, not drug dealers.
Oh, I know, I know. Oh, come here.
I hate all this. Is Daniel okay?
Yeah, he's fine. I've only told him what he needs to know. Don't worry about us, we'll cope. It's you who needs the support.
The last thing I want is Daniel getting upset.
Then we'll just have to make sure he doesn't. Get through the next few days.
They might want me any time, I suppose.
You better not come with us on Thursday, then.
Oh, I think I better not. Anything could happen.
We'll be fine. Daniel will be disappointed, but I'll explain.
Why don't you ask Caroline instead? I'm sure she'd love to go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm not sure about this dinner with Tim and Janet on Friday either.
Well, we can always cancel if you want to, but well, it might be good to talk to them.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you want a drink?
Oh, yes, please. The solicitor was very on the ball.
What advice did he give you?
She, actually.
Oh, right.
She said the two cases are still separate. Even though we know Jazza took ketamine and that ketamine's the drug which has gone missing from the practice, there's nothing else to link them. I haven't got any proof.
She's right.
Yeah, but it's an obvious connection to me.
It's still not proven, though.
I have to admit, it can really start to make you question yourself.
But you've no need to.
No, you're right. I'm a vet, and a damn good one, too. I'm not a criminal. There's no way I'm going to let this destroy everything I've worked for.
Eddie and Tom are waiting for David to start making the silage.
Well, I must say it's very civilised, this. Starting at 9:30 every day.
Suits me. I've got time to do the pigs first.
Yeah. I've managed to flog a couple of bags of compost this morning. Where are we starting?
Blacklands, I think David said.
I don't see why we couldn't meet him down there.
Yeah, would have made more sense. Oh, I tell you, I could have done with this yesterday to get away from Helen.
Why is that?
She's in a good mood again. I prefer it when she's miserable. At least then she doesn't nag so much.
That's women for you. They're only happy when they've got something to moan about. But don't tell Clary, I said.
It's ever since Greg talked to him to making another batch of cheese.
Oh, well, I thought she jacked it in, because it tasted horrible.
Yeah, she did. But Greg's persuaded her she can still be a master cheesemaker.
I never had Greg turn her down as a miracle worker.
You tried it then, the last lot?
Ooh, Clary brought a piece home and threw it away.
One minute Helen was really miserable and now she can't stop going on about it.
So how come she reckons it's going to be better this time?
Well, she's getting someone in to help her. Anne Baxter, this woman she trained with.
Oh, yeah. Good, is she?
She must be. They're talking about going through the whole process and coming up with a new set of specs.
Still blue cheese, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why she doesn't stick to something traditional, like a nice cheddar.
Well, at least she's finally admitted the last lot was rubbish.
Yeah.
She even apologised to Mum for putting it on sale when it wasn't right.
So you chucked it all?
Yep, we did. Pigs enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, it's a good idea for us making cheese. Just hope Anne can sort her out next week.
Where is he?
In the meantime, I think I'll just keep out of Helen's way.
Oh, come on, David. What's keeping you?
Breakfast, probably. Jenny only just finished milking when I turned up.
Hey, you heard about Jazzer?
Yeah. Good news is out of the coma. It looked touch and go for a while, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I reckon I should be able to get Ed back on side now.
How do you mean?
Well, he's been down the hospital all the time. We need him. Helping with the car boots and the markets.
By the way, is it true what I heard?
What's that?
You're starting up a new line in garden gnomes?
Oh, yeah. The mooning
ones. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it should sell like hotcakes, I reckon.
Oh, maybe I'll buy one for Helen.
Yeah, do. Knock down price, will you?
Eddie, we're talking about giving Helen a mooning gnome.
It's a quality product. She might love it. Mm. What's Debbie doing here? She ain't helping, is she?
I shouldn't think so.
Hi, you two. Is David around?
Oh, she'll be any moment. There's good timing.
Great. At least I'm not stopping anything.
Right, you lot. Time to get cracking. Hi, Debbie.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. It's just a quickie.
That's OK.
Jim Snedgrove phoned last night, but I didn't pick it up till this morning.
Oh, what does he want?
He says he wants to up his order on the lamb. Apparently it's selling really well at the moment.
Oh, well, that's good news. How much?
Another half dozen a week.
Hey.
Over all his four outlets. I'm sure we can manage easily enough, but I thought I'd mention it before going ahead.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't be a problem. Have you told the others?
No, not yet, but I'll give them a ring later on.
Great. Well, it's a good sign if the quality market's picking up.
Yeah, sausages are doing well.
Oh, you'd do even better if you brought them down a bit.
You get what you pay for.
Well, most people aren't interested in what goes in them. They buy on price, that's all.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, well, anyway, before we all get stuck into a discussion on economics, I think I'd better leave you to it.
Yeah, quite right. We need to get on too.
I'll see you at the end of the week, perhaps.
Yeah, right. Hey, mine's a pint in the bowl on Friday night, if I've still got the energy.
And me too.
Yeah, all right. I'll see what I can do.
Shall I go down and hitch up?
Yeah, okay. You're already hitched up here, aren't you, Eddie?
Yeah, that's right, and raring to go.
Great. Then you can follow me up.
That's the charge up! Oh! Sorry, love. I didn't realise you'd come down.
Oh, that's all right. Should be able to hear again by opening time.
Do you want me?
Yeah. We need to talk about what we're doing with the upstairs.
Well, you know what I think.
Yeah, but we can't keep avoiding the subject.
As far as I'm concerned, that place stays closed until we find a better use for it.
Oh, all right, then. Well, how's about a better use being the same as before, but with extra precautions?
Such as?
Oh, being really careful on bad nights. Putting up signs to warn people.
That won't be enough.
Well, it could be. We need to make it clear that drugs are completely off limits, and we're going to keep it that way.
I don't know.
It'll be different, Sid, I promise. You know, we were careless before. We thought it'd never happen to us.
It shouldn't have done.
I know. And we've learnt our lesson the hard way. But think how much our profits went up after we started the band nights.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it'd be crazy to give that up.
You do realise the damage Jazz has done to our reputation.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've also damaged our reputation by putting closed signs up and cancelling bands.
Have you cancelled this week yet?
No. And it's too late to get out of paying them.
I suppose the police haven't got any objections.
Well, they said it were up to us.
Then maybe we could give it a try.
Oh, shit.
But there's one condition.
What's that?
Jazzer is never coming through those doors again.
No, OK. I agree.
Yeah. Which means Dross can't play here either.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. I know Fallon won't like it, but it's either that or nothing.
I haven't seen any signs so far.
That one looks as though she's almost there.
Where?
About 100 yards over on the right. The edge of that thicket.
Oh, yes. She'll be worth coming back tomorrow. You got the pens ready?
Yeah. Alice gave me a hand.
She hasn't developed a soft spot for deer, has she?
No, just a soft spot for some extra pocket money.
That sounds more likely.
Mm-hmm.
OK, I think we've seen enough.
Oh, Dad, you know I was going to do some more sums on the biomass crop?
Yes.
Well, it's not looking too good, I'm afraid.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised.
No one seems very interested in setting up a heating system. Not locally, anyway. Looks as though it's a non-starter.
It's all very well having these environmental initiatives, but if nobody's prepared to use them, what's the point?
Anyway, then I talked to a contractor about grubbing the trees out, but he gave me a ridiculous quote. And the timescale was pretty horrendous, too.
Saying it's not worth the expense?
No, it isn't, definitely.
Well, how about if we incorporate it into the chute? Open it up a bit, you know, made a few drives.
Do you know, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Good.
We should be able to create enough open areas to make it absolutely ideal for game birds.
I'll leave it with you, then.
OK. Are you heading back to the office?
No, why?
Oh, well, doesn't matter. I've got something you could drop off for Mum.
Sorry, no, I've got a meeting in Felbersham.
Right, well, I'll see you later, then.
Much later. It's quite a long agenda, I'm afraid. Is everything ready?
More or less. Oh, I didn't know you'd been to art college.
All right. I may not be the world's greatest artist, but I thought I'd have a go at a couple of ideas for those posters we were talking about.
Well, at least you're not hanging back with the message.
We've got to be direct.
This is a no-tolerance zone for drugs.
I think that's clear enough.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't worry too much about the colours.
It's just, will they take any notice? I mean, Jazza knew how we felt, didn't
we? Yeah, we've got to back it up. I mean, do our own checks all evening.
Mm. Yeah, OK, I'll speak to Betty and Clary when they come in tonight about keeping an eye open for anything suspicious.
Yeah, and I'll have a word with Kirsty about band nights and what to look for upstairs.
Yeah, that's going to be our biggest problem, because they come in from all over the place.
Yeah, which is why we're reopening. Ah, she's a sensible girl. I'm sure she'll be up to it.
And we're going to have to make regular inspections of the toilet as well.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no way I ever want to go through all this again.
Well, neither do I. But we can't let take over. We need the business the upstairs gives us.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Mm. Oh, thanks for agreeing, Sid. I'm sure you won't regret it.
What's the problem?
Oh, it's got clogged up.
I wonder where you've got to.
We're almost there, though.
Yeah. I think you'll be fine, Nick.
Thanks, Eddie. You can make this your last load back to the clamp.
Oh, nice one.
If you take it up to Hollistree, that's where Phil is.
How's it going up there?
Yeah, fine. It's building nicely.
Oh, so long as Dad doesn't know we're doing it.
He said it'll be finished by 2.
Neil can take over then. Listen, do you two want to grab yourself a quick bite while I put this back on?
Oh, I'll wait till I get home, Joe.
Yeah. And I ought to ring Dad in a bit, check the pigs went off okay.
I don't know how you managed to compete.
How's me?
Well, the other day, Clary was in the supermarket and they had this promotion on for bacon.
Oh, I can't remember where it was from, but it weren't British and it weren't expensive.
Different market.
Oh, they said organic.
Well, yeah, they probably had a different standard of certification. Lower, I expect.
Who cares? If it says organic, that's good enough for most people.
That's supermarkets for you.
That's why we have to go for specialist markets.
I don't know. If we could get some of the big chains to make a bit of space for local produce like they do in France. Oh, I wish we could sell Hassett Hills to the big guys.
Oh, forget it, mate. They'd chew you up for breakfast.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yes, okay, bye then. Oh, sorry, I forgot to switch it off.
What did Jennifer have to say?
Oh, she's organising a party. Wanted to talk about guests.
I see.
I don't know why she doesn't just get on with it. She usually does. Anyway, I'm glad to see you've got your appetite back.
Who wouldn't in a place like this? That was superb.
Yes, well, they've got a very good chef. Michelin star, really.
So I saw. Thank you, Brian. And for the flowers.
It's the least you deserve.
Do I?
You know you do. Besides, I like spoiling you.
And I love being spoiled.
Obviously.
You couldn't have chosen a better place for us to be out together.
Well, you can see everyone complimenting me on my exquisite taste.
But actually, I'd rather we didn't stay in the public eye.
Really? I thought you were enjoying all this.
Oh, I am. But I'd like to go somewhere a little more private.
Siobhan.
There's more than one sort of hunger, you know. Ruth brought Ben out to see the world.
Definitely got your arts, isn't he?
They're as much as grandfather's behind.
Oh, no, just when I've got him settled.
Oh, horrible noise.
Tony's like a big kid, isn't he?
It's all right, it's all right.
No, there, little poppet. The nasty noise has gone away now.
We only came out to the shop to give Mummy a break, didn't we? And to see what's going on in the world.
Yeah, well, Jason the Builder, can he fix it?
As he finally started on the toilets. Mm-hmm. Do you think they'll be ready in time?
I suppose so. You know, Jason, he hits the deadline in the end. And there's still nearly 3 weeks to go, isn't there?
George was telling me he's a bit worried about his thermometer. It's still nearly 1,200 short of the 9,000, apparently.
Well, still the barn dance next Thursday. Betty reckons tickets for that have been going really well.
It's not going to raise that much, though. George was hoping they'd reach the target by Jubilee Day.
As long as they get there in the end, I don't suppose it matters all that much.
No, maybe not. Oh, there's Linda.
She really ought to get a better bike.
Yeah, she must be fit.
Did you know she's written to her MP?
No. What for?
Well, she got this renewal notice from her insurance company, and apparently the premium's gone through the roof.
Because of the flooding, presumably.
Yeah, that's right. So she thought she'd get on to what's-his-name and see if he can put pressure on the environment people, improve defences along the Amp.
Good for her. We don't want to go through that again.
If anyone manages to get something done, it'll be Linda Snell.
How's Ed, by the way?
Oh, he's been a bit better, Jazz, since Jazza come round.
That must have been such a relief.
Oh, it were. He says Jazz is still very tired, of course. He can't talk much yet, but he's getting there.
Mm, that's good.
It's such a shame, isn't it? Jazz is a decent lad underneath it all.
I'm sure he is.
Boy, he had to go and do such a stupid thing, I will never know. Did you know Sid's banned him from the ball?
Suppose you can't blame him.
No, but it's still a shame.
They're opening the upstairs again tomorrow night, aren't they?
Yeah. We've all got to be on the lookout for anything suspicious.
Not sure I'd know what to look for.
No, no. Sid's put up a lot of posters as well. We'll be having bouncers next.
Do you think so?
No, not really. But Sid and Jolene mean business, that's for sure.
Sorry to disturb you.
Oh, no, that's all right, Joe.
But as I was passing, something caught my eye.
Oh, what's that?
That old pony trap you got stuck in the corner of the yard.
I didn't think you could see it from the road.
No, well, I had to look careful before I saw what it was.
Yes, it's not in very good condition, I'm afraid. It used to belong to my grandmother.
Did it now? Mrs. Doris Archer.
That's right. I can remember when I was a child, she used to drive it round the village.
Oh, I remember now. She had a lovely little pony pulling it.
Yeah, that's right. I think she was called Jane.
There was nearly a nasty accident, too, as I recall.
Oh, do you know, I'd forgotten that. You're right. Gave Gran quite a shock.
Not as much as it did poor old Hugo Barnaby. He ended up in the ditch trying to avoid her.
Yes. I don't remember her using it much after that. I think it was put away in the barn here, and it's been mouldering ever since.
So, was you thinking of using it again?
Oh, no, no. We moved it because we need the space. I'm not sure what we're going to do with it.
Well, perhaps I could help you out there.
What? You don't want it, do you?
Oh, you reckon I might be able to find a use for it?
Then you'd be doing us a favour. Oh, the only thing is, Joe, I'm not sure we can help you move it.
Oh, don't you worry about that. I can get Eddie to shift it.
So what were you thinking of doing with it?
Well, first of all, it needs a bit of a wash and brush up, and then we'll see what's what after that.
When I heard Mr. Fulham whistling that tune, it reminded me of old Walter. He got everyone, including my dad, singing this Ambridge anthem he'd made. Honestly, it sounded dreadful.
Oh, dear.
Mind you, they'd all had at least one over the eight by that time.
I don't suppose that helped much.
Oh, smashing day, though, that last Jubilee. We used to live over there in Woodbine Cottage in them days.
I was still in Prudder. There was a big street party.
25 years ago. Didn't it make you feel old?
Having this one makes me feel old.
Oh, I love it when they're asleep. They look so peaceful.
Edward used to be like that. Hard to imagine now.
By the way, there was something outside our door this morning.
What was that?
A very rude gnome with its trousers halfway down. It wouldn't be anything to do with Eddie, would it?
Oh, no, he never. I'm so sorry. Did the kids say that?
Pip thought it was hilarious.
Will you ever forgive us?
Of course we will. David thought it was quite amusing too. But why did he leave one there?
I don't know. It's his new lining ornament. He swears he's going to make his fortune again. I think it's even worse than them pigs.
Do you think he left it as a present?
Well, he's very grateful for all the work you've given him, but I'd like him to give things away.
Well, I'll have a word with him later. But first of all, we've got to take this one over to see Grandma, haven't we?
That'd be nice.
Then Mummy gets a chance to help Daddy, doesn't she?
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Right, that's my last load. I'm off now.
Okay. Neil's gone back up there.
Yeah, well, your dad said he was coming back for another couple of hours later on.
Oh, I know. He doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah, it's in the blood, though, isn't it? Once a farmer, always a farmer.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks a lot, Eddie. You get off now.
Yeah, okay. Cheers. I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Oh, how much do we owe you for the gnome, by the way?
I'm not with you.
You know, the mooning gnome you left on our doorstep?
Oh, did I leave it there? I wondered where it had gone.
Yeah, we guessed it was you. Pip thought it was really funny. She wants to give it to her granddad, Solly. She thinks it's very appropriate for his business.
What is it?
Making toilet paper.
Oh, I see. Yeah, very appropriate. No, I was meant to take it over to one of my clients in Glebeland.
Oh, do you want it back then?
No, it's okay. Got plenty more at home. Let's say a tenner.
Okay. I haven't got it on me now, though.
Yeah, no problem. You can give it me tomorrow. Sorry, you have to excuse me.
Yeah, okay.
Grundy Enterprises, how can I help you?
Why haven't you been answering this thing?
Because I've been busy. What do you want?
I got a little jar for you up the stables.
What's that then?
I wanted you to collect some and tow it back to Keeper's Cottage.
Oh, I've got me compost to deliver.
Sure, Archer's expecting you.
Dad!
Sorry, I told her. They'll help you with it up there.
Oh, all right. What is it I'm collecting?
A beautiful old antique vehicle. So you make sure it gets back in one piece.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't keep... David, I'm off then.
I see you.
Oh, Dad's got another daft scheme cooking by the sound of it. Something to do with the stables.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, some antique he says he wants me to collect.
Oh, yeah?
Probably a piece of old tat they're throwing it. Oh, afternoon, Ruth.
Hi, Eddie.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, bye then. Has Mum got Ben?
Yeah, I thought I'd see how you were doing.
Is Dad all right?
I think so. He was having a nap.
Apparently he thinks he's coming back here later.
I know, Jill mentioned it, so I said you should tell him not to.
Oh, well done. You haven't come up here wanting a go on the loader, have you?
No, thanks.
Good.
Just doing a couple of milkings a week's enough for me.
Well, I'm not sure you should even be doing that. You look tired.
Thanks. So do you.
Touché.
A bit surprised how much it takes out of me.
But you're okay.
Yeah, I am. I dropped in at Woodbine with some biscuits your mum made. Bert reckons he'll be all right to start back next week.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I was beginning to think he was bribing Tim to give him all those sick notes.
He says he can't wait to get back.
I can't wait to have him back.
And talking of Tim, your mother's got a bone to pick with him.
Yeah, I know. The surgery's closing.
She's pretty angry about it.
So are lots of people. But I'm not sure what any of us can do to stop it.
Jack? You've moved all the gnomes.
Yeah, well, it's because I want to make sure there's enough space in the garden.
What for?
You'll see in a minute when Eddie gets here.
What are you two up to?
This ain't got nothing to do with Eddie. He's just a means to an end.
And what are you up to?
Told you, you'll see in a minute. Have you finished making that butter yet?
Nearly.
Oh, nothing like it, farming butter.
Don't change the subject. Oh, no, what's that he's towing?
Oh, it's an antique, Daddy.
Looks like a pile of old junk.
Oh. Where do you want this, Dad?
On the grass will do.
Okay.
You ain't putting that in my garden.
Why not?
Because it'll look terrible.
Oh, not once I've cleaned it up a bit.
Sure, I was only too glad to be rid of it.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, well, I hope you've taken care of it.
Of course I have.
What's this all about, Eddie?
Oh, I don't know, love. But so long as it keeps him happy, I don't care neither.
Thanks for calling round. That's okay. It's nice to get a chance to see people. Kenton phoned earlier.
Oh, how is he?
A lot happier.
He managed to get hold of Mel in the end and spoke to Meriel.
That's good.
Yeah. He even complained about Nigel finding him too much work to do. At least he's keeping busy.
Kathy says he's forever popping into the cafe for chats with her and Emma.
Ah, that sounds more like Kenton.
You seem to be coping well.
Oh, do I? Doesn't feel like it. I can't concentrate on anything.
How's Alistair?
Oh, angry mostly.
I'm not surprised.
It's so unfair, Ruth. He's totally innocent.
Surely the police will realise that.
Yeah, we thought that last week. This mix-up with the drugs at work. There's quite a lot gone missing.
But there must be an explanation nobody's thought of.
Oh, if there is, I wish to God we could think of it. Alistair's always been so careful. And he's much better organised than I am.
What about Theo?
Well, as far as I know, he's the same. Alistair certainly always trusted him. Oh, well. At least I've got the Queen's horses tomorrow.
Daniel will love it. It's right up his street, isn't it?
Mm. We're going to the Windsor show in the afternoon as well. Should be lovely.
Your mum told me Alistair's not going.
That's right.
That's a shame.
Oh, I don't think he'd enjoy it. He'd be worrying all the time.
I suppose so. Who's going instead?
Caroline. She's great with Daniel.
Well, we all envy you having a good day out.
It's a busy time for you.
This week was always going to be difficult with the silage. It's gone okay today, though.
Good.
Give me a ring and let me know how it all goes, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will.
It's Daniel Street for good behaviour at school.
Whoa, it's amazing!
It could have come out of a fairy tale.
Just like Cinderella's coach.
Only this one's real.
Hey, did you know, Daniel, that King George III had to sell loads of coaches to pay for this new one to be made out of gold?
Must have cost a lot of money.
£7,562.04 it says here. That would be millions in today's money.
Apparently it's jolly uncomfortable to ride in.
I'd like to have a go in it.
I'm afraid we can't. Only the Queen's allowed to use it.
Can I look around the outside?
Of course you can. Don't go out of sight. And don't forget we're going to watch the Shetland Pony Grand National soon.
I won't.
Oh, they're reopening the bar upstairs tonight. I know where I'd rather be. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm glad you could come.
By the way, where's that copy of The Echo?
Oh, don't worry. I've got it safely tucked away in my bag.
Wish I hadn't picked it up now.
Oh, no, I'm glad you did. Otherwise, Alistair wouldn't have heard about it yet. And I'm sure he'd much rather know.
At least the article doesn't name him.
Might as well have done. People will automatically assume he's guilty.
I'm so sorry, Julie.
Oh, it had to come out sooner or later, I suppose. Never knows what it'll do for the reputation of the practice.
Well, I can't believe his regular clients will abandon him. Everyone knows how honest he is.
Yes, but rumours have a nasty habit of growing. Just hope it'll be all right for Dinah when he goes back to school tomorrow.
I'm sure you're doing the right thing. Telling him.
I had to. I can't have other children coming up and accusing his dad of this, that and the other without him knowing what they're talking about.
Oh, it's bound to be tough for him.
Yes, it's the very last thing he needs just now.
Well, now Jazz is in recovery, he'll be able to tell the police Alistair had nothing to do with it.
Yes, hopefully. Oh, where's Daniel?
Oh, he's over there, looking at those sports cars.
Oh, pity we can't take one home for Alistair as a souvenir.
Oh, yes, he'd love that. Why don't we see if we can find him something a bit more affordable?
Are you hoping to see Tim as well?
No, I just popped in for a repeat prescription.
Oh, I see. It doesn't look as if there's anyone else waiting.
Oh, I shouldn't be long till your appointment, then.
Hopefully not.
I presume you've seen the article in The Echo.
Yes, I have.
I think it's terrible the way they word these things, to sound as sensational as possible.
I know. I haven't had a chance to talk to Shula. Alistair must be upset.
I bet he is. I have a good mind to talk to Jack about it. It's very shabby.
Yes, I might too.
If you don't let people know what you think, they'll never change things, will they?
No, that's true. It's not really up to Jack, though.
No. I was going to set things up for tonight's WI, but I can wait if you like.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll probably be a while here. Remind me again what the agenda is.
Oh, it's mostly details of the street party, but there's a report on the bring and buy in Darrington first.
It seems a pity we're not providing food for the party.
Yes, but with the way all the hygiene regulations have been tightened up, there wasn't any choice, really.
No, I suppose not. And at least we can make some cake to go with the tea and coffee. Mm. Do we know how many to expect yet?
It's looking healthy. I think there may still be a few applications for children whose grandparents live in Ambridge, even if they don't.
I don't suppose that'll be a problem, as long as we know in advance.
Yes, and so long as we've got enough tables for everyone to have a seat.
I hope the trestles haven't been stashed away somewhere really inaccessible.
Actually, that's a good point. Jason might have buried them. We'd better check on that.
And what about the bunting? I haven't seen that for ages.
No, that's something else to bring up. You do realise we're going to have to cross our legs?
Because Jason's taken out the toilets?
Yes, and there's still no sign of the new ones. I'm a bit worried about him hitting our deadline.
He knows they have to be finished by the Jubilee weekend, though.
Oh, yes, he's given me his word. He says he's as patriotic as the next man. Mm.
But it's not the next man who's being paid to refurbish our village hall, is it?
Precisely. I'm sure he knows what he's doing. It's just a matter of when it gets done.
Mm. Did you hear Joe Grundy's doing up your mum's old pony trap?
Yes, Shula told me. I was amazed it's still around. We shoved it at the back of a barn years ago and forgot all about it.
Have you seen the work he's done already?
No.
He's got it sitting in pride of place on the front lawn and he's washed it down so you can already see some of the old colours.
Surely it can't be roadworthy.
Well, I don't suppose it is.
Oh, you found some ice cream. Well done.
Whoa, what a crowd.
Did you have to go miles?
No, it wasn't far away. Doing very good business, though. I had to wait a while.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, I could see most of it on the big screen. Right, here you are, Daniel.
Oh, look at that.
I got you one with everything. Is that okay?
Yummy juice and bits, thanks.
You could hardly get it all in the cone.
Oh, poor Daniel. He hasn't had an ice cream for ages.
Well, this one should last you a while.
Yes, it should. That's one satisfied customer, at least.
And I got us both one of these. Plenty of chocolate.
Ooh, yum.
Yes, I thought you'd appreciate that. There you go.
Thanks.
Unfortunately, I did miss the end of the last race.
It was very exciting.
Yeah, they went neck and neck up to the post.
Yes, I could tell that by all the cheering.
Best horse won.
Yes, it did. The one you thought looked rather good.
Oh, right. Well, at least I'm back in my seat for the big show. I didn't realise I'd have such a big stage as well.
Mm, they need it for the choir and all the musicians.
So, what comes first?
Let's see. There's an overture from a mounted band. They should be pretty splendid.
Are they going to be playing instruments while they're riding?
Yes, they're very clever.
And we'll see the royal coach again.
The gold one?
Yep, I think it comes on at the end for the grand finale.
Will we see the Queen?
Oh, not tonight. But we'll see the Princess Royal. She's very important too.
Oh, look at those police outriders waiting there.
Oh, aren't they splendid?
I'd like to be one of them.
Would you? You wait till you see the cavalry.
Oh, this is going to be great.
There's really no need for you to wait, Chris. He's finished with his last patient.
OK, I'll see you later then. Oh, Tim.
Hi. Everything OK out here?
Oh, yes, I've just been keeping Jill company. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Tim.
Yes.
Have you got a moment?
Yes, I'm finished for now.
I'd like to talk to you about something important.
Ah, that sounds ominous.
I'm sure a number of people in the village must have told you how upset they are to hear you're going.
Well, yes, but not as many as want to complain about the surgery closing.
Oh. Then I'm afraid I'm going to add to your woes.
Oh, dear.
I was wondering how much you've thought through the consequences of your decision. For the rest of us, I mean.
As a matter of fact, I've given it a great deal of consideration.
It just seems a shame when you consider how many people, the elderly and infirm in particular, will be terribly inconvenienced by the closure of the surgery. I mean, do you have to sell it off privately? Wouldn't it be just as easy to sell it as a going concern to another GP?
Unfortunately, no. That's the whole point.
Oh.
Yes, it's my decision to leave Ambridge, and yes, I am selling the surgery privately because I bought it privately.
I see.
But the decision by the health authority not to continue with the practice here, well, that has nothing to do with me.
So it's not up to you?
No. It's up to them. Ambridge lies within the catchment area for both Borchester and Hollerton.
But we don't want to go to Borchester or Hollerton. What about people who haven't got cars or who can't get about very easily?
I know. And I hate leaving those people in the lurch, but... Well, single doctor surgeries, they're not seen as cost-effective, and they don't think doctors should be working in isolation.
But what about the patients?
I'm sorry, Jill. You'll have to take it up with the health authority. It's not my call.
Oh, look, it's an old hay wagon.
And those lovely old drains.
Those horses are enormous, aren't they?
Oh, they have to be to pull all that weight.
Mm.
Mum and Dad would have loved to see this. All the old farming machines.
Fast?
It's a post office van. Oh, where have they got that from?
You see them, I should think. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, look, Daniel, a butcher's cart. Oh, and that old milk float.
Everything used to be pulled by horsepower in the old days.
Wow.
Not that they look great.
And there's lots more to come.
Oh, I wish Alistair was here.
You're not on your own, are you?
No, I'm waiting for Alistair. Thought he might need some consolation after that article in the Echo.
Yeah, just the sort of publicity we both need.
It doesn't seem to have stopped you getting a good crowd in tonight.
No, that's true. But they're a good band, see?
Yeah. Anyway, could you point Alistair in my direction when he comes in? I'm over there by the fireplace.
Will do.
Thanks.
Fallon?
Yeah?
Did you do a check upstairs like Sid asked you?
No, it's up to him, isn't it?
And me. And I'd like you to do it, please.
All right. But it's a bit out of order, him asking for help when he's never going to let us play here again.
I'm sorry, love, but Sid and me are together on this one.
Right.
Because what you see around you would disappear if anything ever happens again.
Yeah, but I never wanted Jazza to take Kay, did I? And now we've all got to suffer because of it. Well,
I'm afraid that's the way it's got to be.
God, you know, Alistair's never going to let us near the stables again either, so we've got nowhere to rehearse or play. We might as well give up.
Oh, sweetheart, I know you're upset. But you still got college. Who knows what might happen there?
I'm not just going to forget Dross or Jazza, if that's what you mean. Not after everything he's been through.
Well, then you're a better friend than maybe he deserves.
Make him the golden oldies.
You know, you're a lot more attractive when you don't have that big chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and don't forget to check upstairs. Oh, good evening, ladies. What can I get you?
We're sorry to trouble you, but we've got a bit of a problem.
Oh, what's that?
It's the loos at the village hall. They've gone...
Ooh. That Jason's a terror, isn't he?
Yes, and our WI meeting's going on a bit longer than expected.
There's been so much to talk about with all the Jubilee celebrations.
Oh, that's understandable.
So we were wondering if we could use yours.
There are six of us, I'm afraid.
Well, I think we should be able to fit you all in. You just go right ahead.
Oh, thanks very much.
You're very busy.
Yeah, and so far there's been no problems.
Good.
Well, we intend to make sure it stays like that.
Oh, wasn't that brilliant?
Oh, stunning. That image of the single white horse at the end, it was perfect.
Oh, which was your favourite bit, Daniel?
All of it.
I've never seen so many horses all in one show.
I love the Second World War stuff at the beginning.
And then about those horses and people from around the world.
What about the carriage driving?
Well, oh, that was exciting.
And the coronation procession.
You're quite right, Daniel. All of it was the best bit.
I knew you'd love it. I'm really pleased we came.
I'm going to tell Dad everything that happened.
Oh, it'll take you ages, sweetheart. And you can show him all your photos, don't forget.
I don't want to miss anything else. It's been the best day of my life.
Oh, Daniel, lovely.
I wish it could go on forever.
Tim and Janet have got dinner at the stables to look forward to, but Susan's not so sanguine.
If you'll just sign these, then I'll get off.
Right. I hear Neil's getting very involved with the Jubilee celebrations.
Yes, he is.
Not just the bell ringing, but designing T-shirts too.
I got the official Jubilee logo off the internet for him and Mike.
Oh, I see. Right, well, there you are.
Thanks. There's nothing else you want me to do, is there?
No, that's fine. You get off. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. Bye, then.
Bye.
Oh, sorry, Janet. I didn't know you were there.
Oh, no, it's not your fault. Sorry. I'll leave you to it, then. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, thanks. You too.
So, you can have a nice weekend, but I can't.
Sorry?
Oh, never mind. Hello.
Hello, you. Go on. Tell me what the matter is.
Oh, it's just Susan and I seem to be living in our own version of the Ice Age.
Oh, dear.
You can hardly blame her. She is losing her job.
But it's not your fault.
No. No. Oh, it's not easy, though. Even Jill Archer's been taking me to task.
Really?
She came and talked to me after surgery last night. Oh. Still, I'm looking forward to going out tonight.
Yeah, so am I.
What time will we do that?
Any time from 7:30.
Great. Well, I'll pick you up at 7:15.
Yeah, that should be okay.
At least Shula and Alistair know about us. We don't have to sit on opposite sides of the room being polite.
Oh, absolutely. I shall make straight for the sofa.
Well, in that case, so shall I.
That's nice.
Well, we have to take every opportunity.
We do.
Oh, how's your day been?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Come in.
I'm sorry, I nearly forgot to mention. Siobhan called earlier.
Yes, thank you. I saw the message. I've already spoken to her.
Oh, right. I'll be off then.
Right. Good night.
I see what you mean. We can always do with an extra hand around the stables.
Well, she'd probably only be able to do odd days when she's not working at Lower Loxley.
No, that's all right. And in return, we'll give her some lessons.
Oh, Emma would love that. She's always liked horses, but as you know, we've never really been able to afford it.
She seems very keen.
Yeah, I'm trying to encourage her to do as much as she can, but she's still not back to where she was before the accident.
Oh, I'm sure it's a long process regaining your confidence after something like that.
Yeah, that's right. She's doing brilliantly, though.
She's always had a lot of guts.
Just like her mum. Bet you had a smashing time at the show yesterday.
Oh, yes, we all did. Daniel's got a new ambition.
Oh, yeah?
He wants to be a mounted policeman.
Well, he could do a lot worse.
Oh, it's such an achievement. 50 years.
Yeah. And the Queen does like her horses, doesn't she?
Oh, yes. Oh, it was a lovely evening.
Yes, I'm sure.
Does Emma want to lead the horse?
Could she?
Oh, I don't see why not, if Jackie's with her. Let Emma lead her, Jackie. Just keep an eye on her.
That's it. Well done. Bell ringing tomorrow morning.
Yes. I'm looking forward to the big day.
Yeah, so is Christopher.
He's doing really well, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a bit nervous about doing the grands or triples on the Sunday. You know, first peel, you know. Although he has rung a lot of quarters.
It'll be quite a challenge.
Mm. And then we got the ring on the Tuesday. He's doing that too.
Well, we'll get him plenty of practice. Oh, I'm sorry. Will you excuse me?
Yeah, of course. I'll go over to Emma. You're doing really well, love.
Alistair?
You won't believe the sort of day I've had.
Why, what's happened?
The police have taken Theo back in, but this time they've charged him.
What with?
Being concerned in the supply of drugs.
Oh, no.
Can you believe it? I mean, what an idiot.
So he's definitely guilty?
Well, looks like it. Apparently they've got some new evidence which directly implicates him.
Oh, terrible.
I was pretty hacked off with him anyway because he didn't turn up this morning, although now I know why.
So what happened?
Well, I had to deal with all his clients as well as mine, including this really pushy guy who wouldn't take no for an answer.
Oh.
How am I supposed to help him without Theo?
Poor you.
It's been a nightmare.
What's this new evidence they've got?
Oh, sorry, the other phone's ringing. Probably that man again. I'll tell you all about it when I get home.
It's lovely, Brian. But you don't have to buy me things all the time.
I know.
I'm very grateful.
You're a beautiful woman, Siobhan, and you deserve beautiful things.
Thank you.
But I'll stop if you want me to.
No, it's all right. To be honest, I love all of this, and having you here to dinner.
It's a very nice place to be.
Well.
No, really. You've made it very comfortable now.
Feels a bit more like home, I suppose. Glass of wine.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
So, have you had a busy week?
Yes, fairly.
Tell me what's been happening on the farm.
Well, do you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
Well, the silage was all in by Monday. And Debbie's been spraying the wheat and the rape.
Anything else?
Yeah, a couple of the hinds are calved.
Oh, that's nice.
And I've been going to lots of meetings. How about you? You've been busy?
Oh, reasonably. I had a French piece to translate. A response to the curry report.
Oh, yes.
It seems the French can't understand why our organic farmers haven't got a stewardship scheme, like most of the rest of Europe.
Well, Tony's been banging on about that recently.
Well, it does seem like a good idea to give ourselves a level playing field.
Yeah, they're probably right.
Otherwise, British farmers will just go on struggling.
Hmm. Did you know how gorgeous you're looking?
You wouldn't have said that before the morning sickness wore off. I feel like a whole new person. There you are.
Thanks. Cheers. How long's supper going to be?
Another half hour or so. Hmm.
Just time for a little starter first. Let's go and have a cuddle on the sofa.
That sounds nice.
So, you finished the silage early then?
Yep. It was all done by 5 o'clock. David was really pleased. Mind you, he looked pretty exhausted as well.
I expect it helped having you there the whole day.
Well, I hope so. It meant I could take Emma up to the stables as well.
I know.
And did you know Mike's found a company to print off the T-shirts? They gave him a really good price.
Great.
Yeah. I think they should sell really well.
Yeah, expect so.
Sid says he'll get all the staff of the pub to wear one. And Pat reckons they should sell a few at their shop in Borchester as well. All the bell ringers are going to wear them. Susan, is everything all right, love?
No, not really.
Oh, what's the matter?
Tim told us how much redundancy pay to expect. I sort of knew already, but somehow it was that bit harder when he spelt it out.
A week for every year, isn't it?
That's right. 4 weeks' pay. Oh, that won't last 5 minutes, and then what?
You're bound to find something else.
Am I? I haven't got any qualifications.
Well, you've got good secretarial experience at the estate and the surgery. People always value that.
Why didn't I go for that chance to train as a practice manager?
The time wasn't right, I suppose.
But if I had, it'd be so much easier now.
Well, not necessarily. And there's no point sitting back and regretting what never happened.
Oh, I know that. But if Tim and Siobhan hadn't split up in the first place, there wouldn't be any problem at all.
So then Catherine told me.
Sorry, who's Catherine?
Theo's wife.
Oh, right, of course.
She told me the police were given Theo's name by this drug dealer in Borchester. Apparently he'd been using cocaine for months.
Theo had?
Yeah, that's right.
Which presumably you knew nothing about.
Not a thing.
Well, it can be incredibly difficult to tell, of course.
Well, Catherine admitted she knew he was an occasional user.
What does occasional mean?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think it's what Theo wanted her to believe, but in fact he was pretty dependent on it.
He was just buying it for himself, was he?
Oh, yeah. He wasn't buying huge quantities, but enough to make it a very expensive habit.
And you didn't know?
No. Frankly, I was amazed. I mean, the guys held down a perfectly good job with me.
Oh, they can be good at concealing it if they have to. Middle-class professionals.
Hmm.
So, what's the connection with the ketamine, then?
I don't know. All I know is he's been taken in for supplying drugs.
Anyone like another glass of wine?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, yes, please.
Right. Alistair's just been telling us all this terrible news about Theo.
Oh, yes, isn't it awful?
It's been a hell of a shock for Catherine.
Does it mean they'll be dropping the charges against you?
Well, they hadn't actually charged me with anything, fortunately, but, yep, I think I should be off the hook.
Well, thank goodness. But that isn't the end of it for you, is it?
No, that's the damage to the reputation of the practice to think of.
Oh, if only that article hadn't come out in the Echo yesterday.
Horrible, wasn't it? I don't know where they got that photo from.
Timing hasn't been very helpful. Clearly, I'm still going to suffer by association.
It'll be difficult to know quite how extensive that damage will be.
You're still the only practice in the district.
Oh, can hardly rely on that always being the case, though. People may still choose to go elsewhere.
Yes, they may. But once it gets out that you've been the innocent party in this, well, then...
I'm hoping I'll end up being completely vindicated.
Mm. And by then, the damage will already have been done.
Everybody who knows you will stand by you.
That's what we're relying on.
Whatever the truth of the matter, Theo's still been a bloody fool.
Yeah, what a tragic waste.
For the life of me, I can't imagine why he did it.
Well, that's the trouble with cocaine, though. It can take you over completely.
Poor Catherine's devastated.
Yes, it's dreadful for her. Oh, that means we can eat in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you need any help, Sheila?
No, it's all right, thanks. I won't be sick.
So, what happens next?
Well, I want to get rid of Theo from the practice altogether.
Of course.
But the solicitor says we've got to wait before we can make it official. Either on conviction, or if he pleads guilty.
So, what happens in the meantime?
Well, I have to get a locum in. I've started looking. Till then, I carry on single-handed.
And you'll be carrying Theo's workload as well?
Afraid so. It's not going to be easy.
Oh, I am sorry.
Sooner I put this whole ghastly business behind me, the better.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.